All right, anybody not ready?
Yes, sir.
Of course I'm not ready.
Unlined them up.
Channel 11.
How fast do you think we are?
You guys are good, but...
Be nice.
I might not, I had 3 hours to set up.
Well...
And 36 speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could've taken the last 10 off and...
Pardon?
You kinda last week, right?
I'm not rolling now. Guys, roll?
Shane?
I'm rolling.
All right, you guys ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's on your minds?
Can you expand any more on what Inspector General said about the investigation progress in this one?
You know, the investigation is progressing well. We have a lot of physical evidence, including the videos to go through. These things take time. Obviously, this coroner's report will take several months, but the investigation is on schedule and it's progressing.
He seemed to indicate that there's a lot of cooperation. Is that surprising to you?
No, we generally get good cooperation with in our investigations. You know, these things do take time. Sometimes people want to put a little time distance between the event and their statements. And we understand that, so we try to work with people that way.
Chief, do you have any timeline on when you plan on releasing the officers' names?
You know, we are probably within the next couple of weeks. A lot of research has to be done into various threats that have come forward. It's important to us to release the names, but the safety of the officers involved, given the huge furor and publicity relative to the shooting, is very important to me.
So is it safe to say you guys have received threats over the incident?
Well, there are indications that we need to look at.
And Chief, some of the protesters are asking for more SMART teams. They want SMART teams out there. What can you tell us about that?
Well, LAPD is the originator of SMART teams. We have SMART teams not only in Central Division, but throughout the city. SMART teams, however, are not first responders. They are a police officer and a clinician, and they are not prepared to respond to incidents where folks are violent. They come after the initial police response.
Is there a way, Chief, to adjust the system so the expertise of the mental health professional would be available to the officers as they're dealing with the situation?
Well, that's the intent of the SMART teams. And as soon as the situation is stable, SMART teams respond. But remember, we're responding to 911 calls. You know, we're trying to get there within 3 to 5 minutes. And, you know, the limited number of clinicians that are available to us through the Department of Mental Health cannot meet those kind of response times. So, you know, it's always a balance. But I will say that the officers involved in this incident, at least two of them, had been through almost 40 hours of mental health training, you know. So, you know, it's a combination of things, bringing in clinicians and increasing the training of police officers. The police officers that work downtown on Skid Row are the best trained in the city at dealing with mental health issues, and they will continue to be.
Chief, in looking back now, it's been about 9 days, have you had a chance to look at something again or a different approach at it? I mean, has anything changed since your first couple of thoughts on it?
Well, you know, I have walked Skid Row several times since that happened. You know, what comes to me is that the city as a whole needs to take positive steps to change the environment in Skid Row. There are far too many people living in conditions that shouldn't be. You know, no first world country should have a Skid Row like that in LA. And we need to work on the multiple pieces of that solution. And it's not just one. It's not just a law enforcement issue. It's not just a housing issue. It's not just a mental health issue. It's not just an economic issue. It's all of those things. And all of them need to be working together and in a way that makes good sense to address the issues. You know, we have put this problem on in the backs of the Los Angeles Police Department for too long.
Have you talked to anybody at City Hall?
We talk about this exhaustively. The mayor is committed to ending veteran homelessness within the next couple of years. And he's also committed to making a difference in Skid Row. It is a difficult problem. If the solution was easy, it would be fixed already. But we have a lot of committed people to making a difference. You know, I had discussions with Hackley yesterday, with a number of folks in housing. You know, but we have to commit to making a change down there.
Thank
What do you make of the big spike in Central Division, not just Central Bureau, but Central Division alone with regard to the crime numbers in the last couple of months? I mean, this happened sort of in the middle of a very, very unusual moment for Central Division.
Well, Central Division has seen an increase in violent crime, and almost all of it is related to homelessness and the conditions that I'm talking about. And so, again, police respond to violent crime just as they were doing last Sunday, right, prior to the Austin-involved shooting. But that won't solve this problem. You know, we are too little too late to fix what's going on in Skid Row. You know, we have to get at the root of the problem, which is people living in close proximity on the street. And you know, it is not a tenable situation. It is not a situation that will sustain itself without violence, unfortunately.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chief.